Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, we broadcast from AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, the special shout-out that we always give out goes out tonight again to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, you can also give a special shout-out, and I'm giving a special shout-out and give a special thank you to all those people that are working on the Third Watch right now for keeping America rolling along. That would be the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women out there doing their job, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail haulers out there doing the packages and the mail and all that good stuff, making sure that you get what you got coming that you've been expecting for weeks. And then we got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and, of course, the jet fuel as well. And don't forget about the Amazon warehouse people. Thanks for tuning in. And the Amazon truck drivers that are out there running around. We appreciate you guys and gals, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter all the same way. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take a look at all the different things that we have over there. And on that page, you'll see a direct link to FoundersCode.com. That would be the website for Denise Simon. And here she is right now, right here on the radio. Aha! 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 Alrighty. How you doing?
Good morning. Yep. Good morning.
We already said the pledge, so we got that out of the way earlier, and that's good because I wanted to get going here and start talking about some things. You know, we have got some just absolute craziness going on right now. And what I wanted to talk to you about, that's why I asked you during the break if you'd seen that school bus incident down there in Miami. What the hell is going on with these kids? That they're out there and now they're beating each other up and all that stuff. A girl, a 9-year-old girl, was brutally attacked on board a school bus, and the two adults on the bus sat there and did nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand the behavior of kids in the classroom, and it is a colossal problem. I don't really care where the school is, what state, what county, whatever. And the behavior is against other students, and it's against teachers and administrators. And it's so bad that teachers are retiring. They can't do it anymore. And why are they retiring? Because there's no alternative. Where are you supposed to put these kids? It used to be that if you got sent to the principal's office, there was such shame attached to you, it would never happen again. Or you got suspended for 3 days, so there was a lot of shame to that. Then they would get sent to alternative school, which is their shame attached to that.
Yep.
Now there are no alternatives, and we have this thing that's going on that we don't, you know, when it comes to the juvenile justice system,
mm-hmm.
we're just letting them skate. We're not doing anything in the juvenile justice system. Several years ago, when I did a ride along with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, and I asked the lieutenant, who was my driver, that I did the ride along with, great guy, still communicate with him. The very first question I asked him is, if there's one thing that's really broken about law enforcement, and before I could even finish the question, he said the juvenile justice system. And it's absolutely broken.
Yep.
You can't get teachers, and you can't even get substitute teachers, because mm-hmm. substitute teachers were always taken advantage of anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to do? And that's what we're facing here today is this lieutenant told me, he said, they learn to break the law as juveniles. They know how to get away with things because they're not being prosecuted. And then they learn the system all the way through to adulthood, and then when they're adulthood, they know the system better than anybody. Now, because of how many people have moved into the state of Florida, because this happened down in Homestead, Florida, this uh-huh. beating on the school bus,
yep.
a lot of people don't know this, but so many people, like last year alone, 65,000 New Yorkers, just New Yorkers, moved into the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them moved over to the East Coast and down to the Miami-Dade area.
Right.
Miami-Dade had to create 10 new schools. 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just said there's a teacher shortage. And then you add 10 new schools, then it's a double teacher shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say the teachers don't get paid enough. Well, there's only so much money in the system.
Right.
But then you've got to go add 10 new schools. That's a lot of teachers.
Yep.
So it's a bad situation, not just in Florida, but virtually every county, every state in the country.
Well, hopefully we'll get our handle on it fairly quickly, so hopefully.
Well, I don't know what handle you can get.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and my little old thermometer here, commercial meter, is going to tell you where I'm going to be today. So get ready. Here we go.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for their variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collections at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we are going to take it right away and remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you should know that Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. And that number continues to grow. Now, go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And if you're driving a car, if you're driving a truck, whatever it is, enter the information about it, make, model, and year. And I think it also asks you for mileage. And then you'll be able to get the a rate quote right there. And when you get that rate quote, it'll tell you what you're going to save in terms of money, whether it's a little bit or a lot or whatever. But take a look at it, see what it has to offer. And then here's another suggestion. If you've got a boat, a motorcycle, an ATV, or an RV, you can add that to the policy, and you actually will save some more money because you bundled it. But where you really seriously save a large amount of money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, and boy, will you save money. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, is the place to go. Geico, geico.com. And while you're over there, check out whatever it is that you got that you want to get insured. And you can even get the name of your local agent, and you can go to your agent and have them talk to you. Whatever you want to do, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'm watching this report, and it keeps talking about this balloon is on the move, and it's talking about a second balloon that we just mentioned somewhere in Latin America, but it's also mentioning that there's been a report of a third balloon, possibly further north up in Canada. Have you heard about that?
I heard about that initially, Canada's reporting a balloon, but our Brigadier General Ryder would not confirm anything. He told those in the press briefing, go check with Canada. And then later on last night, we had the matter of one in Latin America.
Hmm. By the way, balloon season opens in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the joke of the night here from one of our listeners. So then let's assume that we know of the two. The third is hypothetical, so we won't go there with that. And these are weather balloons that just happen to be up there all going in the
They're not weather balloons. That was the first thing that the Chinese came out with, and, of course, that was quickly shot down, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And then they said it was a civilian airship, which that, too, was also shot down.
Right.
And if it was a civilian airship, Secretary of State Blinken would not have canceled his trip to Beijing. I don't think he should have canceled it. I think we should have already taken the balloon down. We don't have to shoot it down, by the way. We have other technologies that we can use to get the balloon down. We also have technologies where we can mitigate any kind of transmission that this balloon is doing.
Yep.
And we have what is known as electronic warfare, where we can actually extract the data.
Yep.
But anyway, having said all of that, I think it should have already been done, especially when it came over Alaskan airspace and why we didn't do anything then, because it was admitted during the briefing that we had been tracking it for months. Now, I don't know what that really means. He wouldn't be any more specific than that. But we saw it apparently leave China. This is done generally by the National Reconnaissance Office. And then we saw it head towards Alaska. And when it got out over the Pacific, over by the Aleutian Islands, is the time that we should have taken the thing down. If we could have shot it down there, it would have just ended up in water. But, we're being punked on this whole thing. But we should have already dealt with this thing, and Blinken would not have had to cancel his trip to Beijing.
Right.
And he could have said, okay, sorry about your balloon, but it's now all wet. And by the way, we've already got all the data. We see what you're doing. You have violated blah, blah, and blah, blah, and blah, blah, which
right.
they have.
Right.
But, you know, we've taken the feeble, cowardly way out of this thing. Now, with the jet stream and the weather and whatnot, this balloon, I think, is over Kentucky right about now, and it's headed towards, according to the wind patterns and so forth, it is headed towards the Carolinas, where we don't know. But that is the predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's where we are.
All right, let's go over here.
We've got the National Reconnaissance Office that does global communications and precision navigation, so we know precisely what this thing is doing.
All right, let's check in with Bagham and Bob. He's on the line. What's going on here, Bagham and Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. According to the balloon situation, we've got anti-satellite rockets that could easily reach that balloon because they're designed to shoot satellites out of. They can shoot satellites out of orbit.
Yeah,
and or actually, they're anti. Missile rockets, they can shoot satellites, or they can reach up to that high is what I'm trying to say. And depending on the type of warhead that you put on, all we got to do is to pierce that balloon so that it leaks its gas out, and it'll drop and
down. Or we can drag it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to drop down and pull it. And the other
Correct.
Thing is that if China can send balloons over our country to look at our missile fields and all this type of stuff, why can't we send our spy planes over there and look at all
we
their
do.
Stuff.
We also do that, Bob.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. So I think we should bring the thing down so we can get an idea exactly what technology it has. And I know that you can probably jam it and stuff like that, but I still think that you I think we need to bring it down, and we need to bring it down intact. And all we have to do is just pierce the balloon bag with a reasonable size hole. It's a very huge thing. It's going to slowly descend.
Right.
Slowly descend before it leaves our airspace. That's the thing. Once it leaves our airspace, then we, you know.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Okay. Well, I agree with just about everything you said there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he echoed what I said. I mean, we have lots of methods in order to bring this thing down. And it absolutely should come down. We should not let it allow to leave our airspace. We should deal with it.
Yep.
But the bigger thing is, it's not even so much what this balloon is collecting and what it's doing and what it's designed to do. It's our response to it. And that is the scariest thing of all. Now, if you were Taiwan right about now, and, you know, Biden keeps saying, we will defend Taiwan. If you're the leadership of the government of Taiwan, you'd be going, yeah, right, America. You can't even defend your own airspace.
Right.
And, you know, who's watching this? Well, Russia's watching it. Iran's watching it. North Korea's watching it.
Sure.
China's watching it.
Yep.
Moscow's watching it. And we're doing nothing. We're in a blasted panic. And I think at least two times yesterday, possibly even three, Biden was in front of the press, and he refused to take any of those questions.
He looked like a dope.
That is shameful. That's absolutely shameful. You've got, and then this cockamamie Brigadier General Ryder, he was asked the question, you know, what, don't you think you should tell us where this balloon is? And he said, well, all you need to do is just look up in the sky. Well, you know what? I'm in Florida. I can look up in the sky all night long. I can't see the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that doesn't mean that people in Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, can't see it. But the rest of the country, we don't know where this thing is going. Just look up in the sky. What a shameful, stupid answer.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever said they were smart.
Well, he isn't.
Yeah. Obviously.
That was so condescending.
Mm-hmm. And again, I agree with what you're saying. I think we just need to take the damn thing down or take control of it, land it if we have the capabilities of doing that, and then see what exactly it's been doing.
Look, you know, we've got technology. We have drug other things out of the sky.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've got the technology to do it.
Okay. I will talk to you Monday morning. See you later. Have a great day.
Okay,
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she does. And I'll be right back with more. And Kevin Jackson, the Black Spear, KJ, as I like to call him, will be on the air with me.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a USA News update. It's a bitter cold freeze. The northeastern U.S. is shivering under an Arctic blast of air coming from Canada, but weather forecasters say temperatures should warm up by the end of the weekend. Memphis has fired a sixth police officer in the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols following a traffic stop. The other five who lost their jobs are also facing second-degree murder charges. Elon Musk has won vindication in court. A jury dismissed complaints from investors that his tweets in 2018 about investment for Tesla constituted fraud. Democrats meeting in Philadelphia will vote Saturday on reordering the primary calendar in 2024. A proposal would put South Carolina first in place of Iowa. New Hampshire would remain in second place. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, from time to time, you people are listening to the radio around the country and here in Tampa and Sarasota at midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, and you hear somebody called Kevin Jackson. Now, he used to call himself the Black Spear, and that was the name of the show. But now it's the Kevin Jackson Show. Same guy, same modus operandi, if you will. And I have the privilege of having him on the phone right now. And hello, Kevin, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good to talk to you, young man, with the expanding stations all over the country. Good for you.
Well, it's 22 years in the making, my friend, so, you know, it is what
it is.
It's
an overnight success.
Well, who else are you going to listen to? George Norrie? I mean, you know, give me a break. By the way, that leads me to something. He does the ghosts and goblins and the spooks and all that, right?
Right.
Well, we now have a Chinese balloon floating around in our northern part of the country, and it's actually moved. Now, somebody moved this thing somehow or another, because it wasn't the jet stream. It's not in play up there. But it actually moved from Montana over towards Minnesota, down towards Iowa, and it's doing a little, I don't know what it's doing, but somebody's apparently trying to control the darn thing.
Yeah, that's a funny story. And, you know, given everything that Biden's going through with the whole connection to the Chinese and Hunter and everything, this couldn't be the worst optics, especially coming on the heels of Hunter admitting that his laptop was his laptop and, of course, retracting it right after that. But I love it. I think this is hysterical. And, of course, it's ripe for comedy. I said, I'm surprised we don't see CNN and MSNBC logos on there and, of course, all of Hunter's companies. And who knows what's inside? I mean, I know we'll find some classic classified documents. Or maybe Hunter's living up there for $30,000 a month that he's paying to the Chinese. We may never know, Captain.
You are absolutely right, Kevin. And folks, I'm talking to Kevin Jackson. Now, I know him also as KJ. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what
and a couple times you and I were on Fox together on the Radio Rumble. I got involved in that panel. The last time I was on there, I was on with Mancow. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I remember Mancow.
Wow. The guy would would argue.
He's an interesting character.
The guy would argue with his sister. You know what I mean? But anyway.
And I'm very good friends with his brother, by the way. We're good personal friends. In fact, he came to my wedding, his brother, his older brother, Mark. Yeah, Mancow, he's a different guy. And I hadn't heard much from him, but I wish him luck. But, yeah, the couple times I've been with him, he's kind of a madman.
Yeah, he is. Now, I want to talk about how you got started, because everybody remembers you from your TV days at Fox. And then suddenly you showed up at CNN. And then I've seen you on Newsmax a few times, and I've seen you on One America News a few times.
Well, no, you got it backwards. So I started at CNN just doing guest spots. Yeah, I was doing guest spots. I was on, especially around the Ferguson stuff with Michael Brown Jr., right?
Right.
And then Fox noticed me, and so I was bouncing back and forth between – in fact, there was a night Fox and I did CNN at the same time on location in Ferguson. And so I got noticed. Roger Ailes about, I don't know, a year later – flew me up to New York, and Fox hired me, and I was there for 3 years. And I got fired over a tweet. I won't go into the details, but people, it's a very big story and a very well-known story.
Yeah.
And I take nothing back. I accept my punishment because I stand on principle. But, yeah, I was at Fox for 3 years, and I was I'll admit this. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm not a braggart or anything like that, but I delivered at Fox. I was one of the top guys, they would fight for me and break the rules because you're not supposed to do two segments on the same day.
Right.
I'd do two segments on the same day. So I enjoyed my time there, but it's changed dramatically. But anyway, I did CNN and MSNBC, went to Fox, got fired from Fox, occasionally do Newsmax and OAN, but I haven't done a lot of media recently because I've been building my own stuff. The comedy tour is a big deal for us. I think that people need to laugh it on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of our comedy as right-leaning. I think of our comedy is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we make fun of the craziness that's going on in the world. And I was on a station earlier on the program on the at the network, and I joke and said, you know, we got all this situation with eggs where eggs are $4 $4 a dozen or some crazy amount of money.
More than that.
Yeah, is it more than that?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, my concern as a black man is what's going on with the chickens, right? Now, that's a funny joke. It's probably would be a little bit racist if you want to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes comedy fun, is when you sort of make people go, can I laugh at that? Is that really okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. It's funny. Black people eat chicken, but so do Southern people. And by the way, so do white people.
Do
white folks in general. Right?
Yeah.
So I love comedy like that. And I think that being able to laugh at each other and laugh at our differences and do stuff that, quite frankly, that people are thinking and they want somebody to free their thoughts and say, I was thinking that, but I didn't think I could say it. Or I thought about that and it was funny to me, but I didn't think I could say it. And here's a comedian saying it for you. So I look forward to it. And I think my hope is that we fill that theater, the Palladium, on Thursday, because people are going to be very surprised at how good of a show it is. It'll be one of the top five comedy shows they've ever seen.
Well, we're going to try to help you do that, and we're going to be mentioning that. And I just told you I invited you to a lunch, a special lunch admission barbecue on Thursday. We'll be promoting that. If you decide you want to be there, then we'll promote the heck out of that, too.
I'll be there. Yeah,
all
just
right,
give
good.
Me the details.
All right, so we're going to have lunch with the captain and Kevin Jackson on Thursday the night, 11:30 to 1:30. It's a two-hour deal. You can stay as long as you want or as short as you want. Now, the reason we do it at that time is because, Kevin, this place, there's a lot of veterans there, a lot of first responders. They dedicate their entire business to them. And, of course, I've been both, as you know. And at noontime, they play the national anthem. We stand up and we salute the flag.
Wow. Bunch of racists in there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yeah, a bunch of racists is right. But I'll tell you what. We'll stand there. We'll salute that flag. And we'll defend that flag to the last man and or woman. So that's coming up Thursday. Kevin Jackson will be over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. We're going to do a bonus, have lunch with the captain over there Thursday. We're going to be there Tuesday, of course. Then we'll be back on Thursday with Kevin Jackson. You folks will be able to meet him right there before he goes over to do his event over in St. Pete at the Palladium. And if you can make that, it's going to be a lot of fun. I plan on being there, so you'll have myself to see if you don't know anybody else. And Bill Bunkley will be there, and we'll have a lot of people from the radio station will be there as well. And I can't wait, because it's going to be just a great event, in my opinion. Always, we need a little comedy. You know what I mean? We need a little comedy. And I'll tell you this much. Today, you get an opportunity to come on over and be in Brooksville. If you're anywhere in the area, stop by Brooksville and see us over there, because we'll be doing the big old gun show there in Brooksville, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And let me see here. I'll play this for you right now, I think. There we go. Okay, so we'll get this going. You'll be able to hear this. The gun show in Brooksville.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to the Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for the variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collections at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun Shows embraces collectors. Trade-ins are welcome. I'll be there in person Saturday from 9 to 3. Again, the show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, Brooksville.
Yeah, and it's always a lot of fun there. People in Brooksville are great. I've been on the radio up there on and off for about the last dozen years, and made a lot of friends up there, got a lot of great listeners up there, a lot of supporters up there, and I appreciate you. And, of course, don't forget, Moss Nissan is going to bring some of their trucks over, their big, fancy-dancy off-road Titan will be there. The Frontier will be there. I'm not sure what kind of car they're going to bring, but they were talking about bringing a car, too. So you'd have three there to take a look at. And they'll be right there outside of the display hall, whatever they call it, that main hall right there. So you'll be able to find them real easy. And, again, they open the doors at 9. I'll be there till 3. They'll be there till 5 today. There is a concealed carry permit class going on. You should either stop by right away and sign up for that when you get there and get your ticket. Make sure that you sign up for the concealed carry class if that's what you want to do, and get your application and your permit going. There you go. Now, the other thing that we're going to have going on is coming up in the not-too-distant future. You're going to hear me talking about a couple of different events that we'll be doing, not only down in Manatee County, but also up here in our area. And we'll even be doing a little travel, probably going over towards Orlando, is my understanding from what I'm hearing. I'll have to wait to find out. But I'm not going to say anything other than we are getting out on the traveling circuit, if you want to call it that. And some people are telling us that they want to have us coming and talk to them, which is what we do. We have a good time. And it's never boring, I'll guarantee you that one. It is never boring. Because it's all about America. It's all about America. All right, folks. I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break. Final segment, weekend edition, coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to the Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for the variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collections at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun Shows and Prices Collectors. Trade-ins are welcome. I'll be there in person Saturday from 9 to 3. Again, the show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds.
Betcha. And by the way, we're going to have Boss Nissan there with their trucks, one of their souped-up Titans and one of their Frontiers. Probably have one of the cars there, an SUV, I'm guessing. Not sure what it's going to be. They didn't tell me. So we'll find out all together when they get there. And they'll be outside. I'll be inside in the convention hall there. So look for the big old sign. We're going to have a big sign set up. And if you want to stop by, you want to get a picture taken, or you want to have your picture taken in front of that sign and with all the different stations on there and whatnot and the logo, et cetera, we'll be able to do that for you. So there you go. Now let's go to the phone line because we got somebody up there in Michigan where it's not snowing, and I guess it might be a little cool. Oh, is it a little cool up there on the line?
Yeah, it is kind of cool up there. It's even cool down in my apartment.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm used to it. Been here enough years. I should be used to it by now.
What, no heat?
Yeah, I got heat.
All right. Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
Let's say this about those balloons. Obviously, if they can't figure out all those are surveillance balloons, they must be stupider than I am.
Well, nobody said they were smart, and of course they're not. They're not what they say, weather balloons. That's nonsense.
Yeah, what tells me that they're not weather balloons or making a meteorological surveillance or whatever. Basically, what they're doing, they're sizing up all our missile silos where them suckers can just wipe them out.
Well, they're definitely plotting what they fly over, that's for sure, and they're making maps, that's what they do. And even if it was a weather device, they could still map what they're going over. So,
yeah. There
you have it.
Haven't they been doing that since the World Wars?
Well, probably. But why would you want to let something like that stay up there and fly around your country? I don't get it.
Yeah, really. He should have took it down when it was still before it even got into our airspace.
Well, it looks like as if they're going to take it down before it gets out of our airspace. We'll just have to wait and see. I don't know what they're waiting for, but we'll find out soon.
Well, they've been over Montana and they've been over North Dakota, so obviously they're getting surveillance on our bases and that.
They came in over Alaska. We have a lot of stuff up in Alaska. You know that, right?
Yeah, and there's even a lot of abandoned spaces up there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend. And I hope who you got in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Okay, well, you can listen to it on the radio. They'll have it on the radio. I guarantee you that one. All right, well, you have a great day, and I got to run here because I got things I got to do here.
Yeah, have a blessed night, Matt.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that's one of our friends up there in Michigan calling in, listening to us on our radio station affiliate up there in Michigan. Now, I've got a Edwards notebook that I'm going to play here, so let's get it going.
The United States is now fully engaged in the ultimate battle between civilized sovereigns and brutish burglars. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. About 20 years ago, I concluded the so-called civil rights movement for law-abiding sovereign Americans was replaced with an unofficial but active special rights movement for the variety of low-life evildoers, including thugs, like the legions of students who have been wreaking havoc, harming both people and property in beautiful Miami Beach, Florida, during spring break. And bold liars like Jussie Smollett, who was free after being properly sent to prison, while innocent, non-threatening Christians and patriots continued to rot in the United States gulags in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, for either walking around or inside the U.S. Capitol building. For decades, leftists, both black and white, have been clamoring for the day when criminal cretins would no longer fear the long arm of the law or respect the unalienable rights of others and their property to be left alone. Kind of like big government, but we, the law-abiding sovereigns, will not take this unlawful abuse forever. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
And you know, I've got me a cup right here, and in that cup I got my iced coffee, and it is Constitutional Grounds. I'm going to take a little sip right now because my throat's getting a little parched. Delicious. You need to try this coffee, folks. It's good. It's really good. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on theronedwards.com website. Theronedwards.com website. Use the promo code RE20. To save 20% on your order. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup at theronedwards.com. Go over there, check it out. All right, real quick, telephone line. Bag M and Bob, last time, what's up?
Yes, sir, Cam. Just wanted to mention, I looked up that balloon, according to on the radio, I heard in the break, they said it's down to 60,000 feet now. Our F-22 Raptors can go up to 65,000 feet. And the other thing is, if we were to bring this thing down, just like the Russians, they displayed all our U-2 spy plane back years ago. This is something that we could put on display and let the American people look at and emphasize about China. Okay, that's it, Cap.
All right. Well, we're going to bring it down, I believe, but we're not going to shoot it down. That's the only difference, so we'll have to see what happens. I realize all they have to do is put a hole in the balloon, and down she comes. So we'll see what happens. Now, today, we're going to be doing it to it, just like Sonny Pruitt up there at the gun show in Brooksville. And the doors open at 9. We will be there at that time, ready to go. And I trust that you will be, too. Because we're going to have a lot of fun. And we always do. We always do. And here's who's going to be with us. Right here. Let's get these guys out of the closet. Here's who's going to be with us.
Hey, it's the Captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on U.S. 41.
You betcha on U.S. 41. And stop on by, say howdy, howdy. We'll have some things that we're giving out free. We always do. And I hope that you'll have a good time and check out the merchandise they got. It's not just about guns. They got other things there, outdoor stuff. And, of course, as I said, Moss Nissan's going to be there with at least two of their trucks for you to take a peek at. And you're going to enjoy it, I know. And we certainly do when we're there. And I can't wait, can't wait to see my good friends up here in Brooksville, because it's all about we the people here on this program, we the people. You make it go, and we appreciate you in all these years on the radio, 22 years, we appreciate the fact that you've been loyal and you've been there, and you've helped us to grow. And we're a team, we are a team, and we are all Americans first. There, I said it. We're all Americans first. So remember this. When you go out and you're just tooling around town, having a good time, doing whatever, wear a little red, white, and blue. Take an American flag with you. Try doing that. Put the flag in your vehicle, or maybe you got something you can put on your hat, a flag pin, whatever. A lot of people recognize that, and they appreciate that. And I believe you're going to see more of it as the next election approaches. I believe you're going to see more. Because a lot of people got the message. We got some more to go here, some more work to do. We're not done yet. All righty. Time for me to hang it up and put it into drive and scoot on up the highway, and I will be doing just that in a couple of minutes here. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you all on Monday morning, 2 a.m., same time, same channel. God bless America. Take care. Stay strong, America. See ya Monday.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.